from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Airstrikes reportedly kill 18 in northern Syria. Syrian activists said today airstrikes believed to be from Russian planes killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 others in northern Syria. The raid is reported to have hit a busy marketplace. The area is controlled by Islamist fighters, including the al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front. It is not an area where the Islamic State group is active. Turkey said today it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet that was shot down by Turkish forces last week. Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the body was taken to Turkey late Saturday and was being treated according to Orthodox tradition. Russian and Syrian forces rescued the plane's second pilot, while another Russian soldier was killed during the rescue effort. In Burkina Faso today, more than 5 million voters are expected to head to the polls to elect their next president and parliament. Emily Iob reports from Ouagadougou.
At the crack of dawn, lines of voters were forming in front of polling stations in Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou.
After the insurrection that we have connue, we would like to have the dirigeants que nous avons choisi nous-mêmes.
Voter Moussa Banao says after the insurrections that has happened, now they want leaders that they actually choose. That is what motivated us to come out and vote today, he says. Just over a year ago, massive popular protests across the country forced then-president Blaise Compaoré to resign and flee the country after he tried to change the constitution in order to extend his already 27-year rule. For voter Mohamed Ouadriogo, voting is the continuation of that fight. Emily Yap for VOA News in Ouagadougou.
We'd like to take a moment and invite you to visit our website anytime at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis called for unity in the Central African Republic and for people to not allow religious differences to divide them as he made a visit today to the country that for years has been torn by a conflict between Christian and Muslim militants. In remarks at the presidential palace in Bangui, he said he hopes upcoming elections will allow the country to embark serenely on a new chapter of its history. Here in the U.S., President Obama spoke out Saturday against the deadly gun attack at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado, saying, "Enough is enough." The attack Friday triggered a gun battle and a standoff with police in Colorado Springs, leaving one police officer and two other victims dead. Nine others were wounded. Saturday, hundreds of people honored 44-year-old police officer Garrett Swayze, who died in the gunfire. Ivan Dyson is a friend of Swayze's family.
Incident happened, and basically he tried to save as many lives as he could. It's a tragedy of what happened, and I hope that most folks and all that realize that people should give a lot of credit to officers that basically give their lives and all that for the duty of the citizens and all that they protect.
Controversy has swirled for years around Planned Parenthood clinics across much of the country, with critics pointing to branches that perform abortions. Supporters argue that the bulk of the organization's work centers on providing family planning services. The theme of this year's World AIDS Day is getting to zero. The UN says new HIV infections have been reduced by 35% since 2000, and AIDS-related deaths are down by 42% since the peak in 2004. VOA's Carol Pearson reports.
The global community has come a long way in the battle against HIV/AIDS. With proper treatment, people with HIV can live long, healthy lives. Dr. Anthony Fauci has spent much of his life working on HIV/AIDS at the National Institutes of Health. He says globally, we have turned a corner on the virus.
If you look at the trajectory of the epidemic, we are on a course towards ending it in the sense of as we know it, because we've always known it as going up, now it's flattening off, and now it's going to start to go down.
There are still 37 million people living with HIV, 2 million new infections a year, and more than a million deaths each year. But even in sub-Saharan Africa, there's progress. UNAIDS reports that new HIV infections declined by 41% since the year 2000. Carol Pearson, Washington.
The U.S. federal government has ended its bulk collection of data from telephone calls of millions of Americans. The move follows a controversy that erupted with disclosures about the secret program by former government contractor Edward Snowden. The U.S. National Security Agency in charge of the bulk telephone metadata program is replacing the practice with more tightly targeted surveillance. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.